be heavenly. It may be bliss. You can shoot for the stars and still miss. But there's something in the air we can't miss. 'Cause
All right, everyone. I see Christmas lights lighting up for this track. Merry Christmas. In love, there's a risk. I have several people been smacked in on this platform. Welcome, everyone, to Let's Jazz It Up here on Lady Diva Live Radio. I have with me the songstress Mary Cross. She is the mother of Cool Smoke. Welcome. Welcome, Mary. Thank you for out your time, for coming on my platform. Yes. So,
thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my goodness. I've just been getting hit upside the head about you lately. as we move along, also the phone lines are open, and folks that are sitting there listening, just give me time to get to you all one at a time. Let me get with Mary right now. So Mary, how was you identified as the mother of Cool Smoke? How did you get that title?
Well, actually, one of the radio disc jockeys here in the tri-state area, his name is Michael Lovejoy. He actually heard me sing, and he thought, "This, you need a name or a title or something." And I thought, oh, my God. So he said, the best thing I can describe you as is the mother of Cool Smoke. You're not a young singer like a kid or teenager, and yet you have this style and grace about you. That's your whole brand or presentation, and it's just so cool. And he said, and it's like when you hear you, it's just something that's different than anything else that's out there, so the respect should be there. And he said, I just think you are the mother of Cool Smoke. So it kind of stuck because people started saying, we're in total agreement. And I was like, oh, golly. So I just recently started really using it, but he had given it to me and dubbed me that over, I think, about 2 years ago.
Okay. Well, thank you for that information. Thank you. So
Absolutely.
I want to discuss the track, In Love, There's a Risk. What inspired you? What's the story behind that track right there?
Okay, in all honesty, I never ever thought about recording a song. Okay, that's the first thing. I've always sang in church. So I would have shows, though, because I love to do cover songs because I love all types of music. So when my fans would come to my shows, or I should say the people that I love, they would say, well, how come you don't have any music of your own that we can buy? You just do covers. And I thought, well, I never really wanted to do that. And they suggested that I look into that because they wanted to buy some music. So they got on my nerves about it so bad that I went to Donald Robinson, who's Grammy-nominated producer out of Philadelphia and a good friend of mine, and I never asked him to do a song for me before. And I just asked him as a favor if he would just write any song. I didn't care if it was about Dirty Sweat Socks, but if it would pacify the fan base by the time I had another show, that would make me happy. And then that way I'd have honored what they wanted by giving them a song. So he wrote a song. It was amazing. And he said, I got a song for you. We went into the studio to do it, and then I was done with it. I was like, okay, we're good. Just let me know. Then after he heard it and he had others mix it down and master it, they said, she really sounds like Phil Simon. So when I heard it, I was like, oh, man, yeah, it sounds kind of nice.
Okay.
So that's how all this started. It wasn't intended for me to do and have a recording career.
Okay. Well, let's ask some of the callers that called in. Yes, phone lines are open. Area code 609. State your name. Go ahead and speak, please.
Hey, this is Jesse.
Hello, Jesse.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi. Calling from Seattle.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah. Mary is a great person to work with, and I had a great time working with her. I don't know if she told you, but we worked on our music video together.
And, yeah, that's right.
Her music is phenomenal. Unbelievable.
Right.
The first time I heard it, I didn't even know this existed until she sent me that song, and then when I lost my mind, I said, "Let's go."
Amazing.
Wow. Well, thank you for
calling. The same way he's responding right now is exactly how he was the first time he heard the song. He's amazing.
Okay.
And he did an excellent job on the video. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Wow. Thank you for calling in. Next person.
No problem.
Area code 215. State your name. Go ahead and speak, please.
Niecy, how you doing, Mary?
Hi, how are you?
Doing fine. I'm calling from Philadelphia, who is a cousin of Camden, New Jersey, and I am a cousin of Mary's friend and my heavenly person who loves Phyllis Hyman and who is looking down on you and saying, what? Charlotte. Doreen is loving this.
Oh, thank you so much. I love you guys.
I have spent time in England, specifically St. Ives and Shelvestan, and I Facebooked Mary and told her, if you can make it in the UK, then you are guaranteed success. God bless you, Mary. We love you.
Thank you so much. I did read that message, and I think I responded. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you. All right, as we move along in the show, Mary, how long you been in the music industry? And tell us about your music journey. What and who was your inspiration back then? And is your whole family musically talented as you?
Yeah, well, I've only been in the music industry, you might as well say, for the last 3 years. Well, I started the band 3 years ago, and I would say as far as just doing this, as far as the recording, it was since 2019. So I'd give myself just 2 years of a real, quote-unquote, musical journey when it comes to doing stuff that has to do with recording. I do not have any family that is musically gifted at all. And one thing most people don't know about me is that I was a foster child. So I was not, I don't know my biological, well, I know my biological mother now, but I didn't know them back then. And she told me that she doesn't have any interest or has no desire to sing or any of that, no musical gifts. So no, I don't know how I got this. I have absolutely no idea whatsoever. So it's just in me. I don't know.
So who was your inspiration long ago? Who were your favorite artists or celebrity artists long time ago?
Yeah, my favorite artist was definitely Phyllis Hyman. What happened was when I was young, at 12 years old, I heard Phyllis Hyman for the first time. And that was the first album that I bought. And I was so intrigued by her because of her statuesque. She just was amazing. And I thought, boy, she wears these hats and she's got these gowns and she's gorgeous and she can sing. And she was different than anything I'd ever seen before as far as entertainment. And I thought, I'd love to actually be able to sing like her and dress like her and all that. So that was the initial impact. And then Nancy Wilson, because I always liked how graceful and elegant she was on stage and just such a class act. And she taught things when she'd speak about, you know, singing a song and making sure it has a beginning, a middle, and an end. So those two women definitely highly impacted me when it comes to iconic women that I looked up to. And that's kind of how it started, my first introduction to women who sang that I really enjoyed listening to.
All right. Well, thank you for that information. Wow. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Now, as we move along, we're going to discuss about the main new single, Promise. Before I spin it. What is the story behind that track, and what inspired your heart to do Promise?
Well, one day I was driving last summer, I'll never forget it. I was driving through Haddonfield, which is a beautiful borough near my home. And when I was driving along, this melody came to me, and it wouldn't leave me alone. And so I took my little recorder out, and I hummed it into it. And then as the days progressed, the song stayed in my head. So then I was walking in my house one night, and I just started singing the chorus, which was, "Promise that you love me." And I thought, hey, that sounds like it could be a song. And so I told Donald, and I was so excited about it. And I said, I don't know what you could do with this, but can you try and make some music to it? And then he did. He produced it. He scored it and all that. And I told him I wanted some strings on it to give it some color. And he added the flavor of saxophonist Carl Cox and in an alto sax. And it just was amazing. By the time I heard it again after we had done the lyrics, I was amazed at how beautiful it sounded. And so the premise behind it with the promise was that I thought about how things have been with the pandemic and the losses of life and people that even weren't able to see each other before some of them passed away because of the COVID mm-hmm. unit situations. And I thought, these relationships now more than ever and your health are two things that are very important to people. Mm-hmm. And they're the thing that we can't buy.
Mm-hmm.
So more than ever, what I thought about was that when you make a promise to somebody in a relationship, especially, you want to know that that person honors that and they love you and they care about you and they really do mean what they say. And it does take commitment. You really have to want to be there. And
yeah.
I think that nobody wants to be alone, especially in times like these. So the mm-hmm. promise was really just something that I kept reiterating because it's what all humankind wants. One thing I learned when I used to do performances is that I love to interact with the audience, and I always sing with them, and I give the mic to them, and I have them do sing-alongs, and we all talk about stuff, and afterwards we go up and hug and have a great time, and you can't do any of that now.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, I know that human touch matters to people, and I just want to make a difference and be an impact and a light in such a way that they know that they're loved and it's okay, and we're going to be all right. We're going to come through this. But right now, I think one of the most important things is to have inspiring music. Music is that going to encourage people because it's such dire situations that we've come through. Everybody or somebody you know has been affected by COVID, that we need to find ways to encourage one another moving forward. And I think that this song, in my hope for this song, is that people will understand that it's meant to just give you hope and give you something to hold on to and a reminiscent mindset of the person that you love or cared about and the promises you make to one another, because a lot of people lost a lot of great people that they love, and you can't take that lightly, and we're still not even over this thing. So
yeah.
it's something that I really think relationships really do matter in a time like this. So that was kind of like my hope for it. And then the idea behind the video that we did was because I wanted to celebrate couples. So that's in actuality what I've done. We've taken couples from newlywed stage straight through those that have made the promise for 55 years and put them all into an outro video. That's what mm-hmm. Jesse did for me behind the official music video, so people can understand that these are people I know who are family or friends, and they mm-hmm. are married or they're committed to one another in this relationship, and I put how many years they're together as well as their first name, so we could shine a light on them, because this now is something that goes down in history. You always see this video with these couples in it. So I just wanted to celebrate that.
Yes, and thank you. You said a mouthful. You hit the hammer on the nail. Because during these times, people want to feel loved. And
mm-hmm.
Last year, it was the thing where marriages were failing. It's not a good time to get married or have a relationship,
mm-hmm.
but that's not so. So
I love
the video. I am so glad you're bringing
love
back into the air. I love this song, Promise. It hits you right in the heart. So without me talking so much, I am going to spin. Promise. You stay in that seat, Mary. We'll be right back.
Oh.
Stay online, everyone. I'll get back to you all one by one. Here is Promise.
I always wanna be called your
Songstress Mary Cross. I have a caller, area code 502. State your name, please speak, please.
My name is comedian William Sporty T. Hunt, Louisville, Kentucky.
All right, Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Hi.
Go right ahead.
How you doing, Mary? I first heard the song about Risk. It blew me away, and I heard The Promise. That song blew me away. You put me in the mind, because I basically grew up on listening at Phyllis Hyman, and you sound so much like this woman. When I heard you, it just, I had tears going all over my body.
Oh,
I love it.
Thank you.
That both of those songs, I love both of those songs. You
thank
are a
you.
true lady of soul. You got it.
Oh.
You got it from head to your toes. I mean, when I listen to that, it's just, I mean,
have you seen the video?
No, I need to see the video, but I love it because I'm a very, very creative guy, which I am a comedian, and I do have my own platform, which is called WH Entertainment 2000 LLC, and I do put a lot of shows together. I do try to bring people, bring artists, and along with the comedians and stuff like that, because I'm doing some stuff in Evansville. Because I look through some stuff up there and I see that's a cash cow.
Wow.
I'm
so glad that you love this song.
I would love to get you on my platform. I'm telling you, I mean, you just blew me out the water.
Oh, thank you. Well, yeah, you can get in touch with me. You can go to my website. We're going to put all that information into the interview in a little bit.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah.
All right,
that's
William,
right.
40T.
It was nice
you
talking
for
to you.
Stay,
yes, you
stay,
yes.
Stay tuned in, all right?
Yeah,
yes,
definitely.
Will.
You can Google me. You can Google me if you wanted to find out about the video or see my YouTube site so you can see anything. You can go that direction, too. Thank you for calling,
You are phenomenal. That's why I got to say that.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Oh,
thank
it's so nice.
All right, as we continue, Mary, what is the website information, social media information, and where anyone can purchase any of your music on any of the music outlets online? Go right ahead.
Sure. Okay. So my website is www.marycross.org. That's MaryCross.org, and those were S's as in Sam. So that's www.marycross.org. I'm also on Facebook, of course, and my tag at the end of the HTTPS Facebook / is Cross Mary, just my name with the last name first. So it's a capital CrossMary. If you are looking for me on Instagram, you can go to 2, the letter N, as in Nancy, S as in Sam, P-I-R-E, and the letter U. That's to inspire you, which is what I want to do. And there's no I in that. And then there's Twitter. My Twitter handle is Mary Cross Sings, all one word, Mary, M-A-R-Y, C-I-N-G-S. And I also have a LinkedIn account, but you can find me by Googling that. In regard to the social media platforms that I'm on, you can find the song anywhere. It's on all media platforms, but you can go to Amazon, Apple Music, iTunes, Tidal, Spotify, Deezer, and so many more that I can't even name. And, yes, you can find me that way as well. I do want to mention that I was entered on the UK Soul and R&B chart at number 18 this week. And my song is number 1 in Amazon UK this week. So it was number 3 last week. So we're doing well.
Okay, thank you.
Now, I need America to get on board, though. I really want to see if we can get people on board who will share and buy and add my actual song to their playlist so that it continues to play repetitiously and without them having to manually go in and add it. So that'll help me with the algorithms and hopefully increase the streams and things of that nature so the song can fly here in the U.S. because the U.K. is amazing, my new family.
Yes. So thank you for all that good information. I hope everybody
Absolutely.
Can understand and follow through with it. So, Mary, do you have any upcoming new future music projects you want to tease us about?
Yeah, I do, actually. I'm going to be doing a couple of things that are different. One is going to be like a step kind of song that people can dance to.
Ooh.
And I also have, and also an up-tempo song. I'm not really an up-tempo kind of songstress, but I do tend to like to do things that are kind of mid-tempo. But my whole thing is everything that I sing has to have a meaning to it, and it has to be something that I believe in and I love. And so I'm very, very, I guess you would say, anal about actually dropping things on the cutting room floor if they don't meet with my approval. And one of the things I'm really happy about with the song Promise is that I wrote it. It's like my baby. Even though I had written the other song I did for the vote anthem, Promise to me was something that was very dear to my heart, and I had no idea it would even have taken off like it did. So I'm very grateful to every listener, and especially my UK family. They have showed up and showed out in regard to their love for me. Even with the first song, the debut song, which was In Love, There's a Risk, they had been loving on me from then, and they never left. They always waited for me with a great anticipation to come out with another song, and I gave it to them, and they have supported me and shown their love, and I've been so grateful for that. Like Shan Annis and my girlfriend Fatima over there in the UK, they've been wonderful, such great hearts, and I love them dearly for all of their support. They're listening in too.
All right. Well, thank you for that information. That is cool.
Absolutely.
I would like to go ahead and get some more persons that are calling in. Area code 267. Go ahead and state your name, please. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you doing? My name is Sheldon Price. And
hello,
I'm Mary. Hey, Mary Cross. What a voice.
Aww,
in love, there's a risk. And Promise. Well, those are hits. You know, I mean, she hits you right in your heart. Makes you want to slow dance. You know, like back in the day when we had the blue light, where we were downstairs and everybody was slow dancing. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I could see Stay in My Corner coming on and then play Promise. Yeah.
Come on now. I love it. Oh, God. Sheldon, thank you so much. This guy has a voice, that Lou Rawls voice. My gracious, he sounds wonderful.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sheldon.
Thank you.
All right. You deserve everything. You know what I mean? Mary Cross in Philly, I mean, every time she's on the show, I mean, she just stuns the crowd. She just knocks them out.
Thank you, Sheldon. I appreciate that.
Much love in the future, Mary. And keep on making records, because I believe that's your niche. You know, making records and standing before kings and queens and making them happy.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that, Sheldon. Appreciate you.
You're welcome, doll. You're welcome.
All right. Thank you for calling in, Sheldon. All right, next caller, area code 856. Go ahead and state your name, please. Go ahead. 856.
I think we lost them.
278-0019.
No, I think we lost them.
All right, that's all right. Okay. One more caller for right now. 856-495-3850.
You recognize that number? How you doing, Mary?
Hi,
how you doing? This is Big Sid.
Hey, hello, Sid, how are you?
How are you?
I love
the song. Heard
Thank
the song
you.
The other day.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Thank you so much. Listen, I don't even know how you came up with that. That is like me and my wife. Like we've been together for like 30 years, going on 31 years, and that song is like us so much.
Oh, that's so wonderful. That makes me feel so good.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know if everybody knows, but I sing background for Mary from time to time. And she is awesome. And we always get a standing ovation after every single show. She just rocks the crowd every single time. And you never seem to amaze me when you get on. You know, you always sound like, and everybody always says this, Phyllis Hyman. And you do. It's like you're reincarnated.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Reincarnated.
Thank you, Sid. Oh, I appreciate you. And you know
but
firsthand,
song,
we together a lot, man. Ride
yeah,
or die
yeah,
in the
yeah.
yeah.
But the song Promise is all that. All that and some. And you wrote it. Oh, my God.
Yes. I know.
You
oh, my God.
It. Oh, my God. I did not know that until today, until I heard you say that.
See? Yeah. Oh my gosh. I guess the writing bug bit me, huh?
Yeah.
That's
but keep
great.
On doing
That's
what you
awesome.
Do, sweetie. You know.
All right. I will. Thank you. I miss
nothing
you guys.
But,
have
a... Nothing but the stars.
Oh, thank you. I love you, Sid. Love you guys.
Okay. Okay.
Thank
love
you
back.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. As we move along, Mary, do you have any upcoming online performances?
Yes, actually, a few.
Okay.
I'm planning to do one of the things I'm going to do is a Valentine's Day show that is going to be me singing, and also I'm going to have a couple of people on there that I'll be interviewing because I actually want to talk about love and talk about relationships. And I thought we'd have it a little twist to just rather than just doing a concert performance, to do something that actually engages people and tells them a little bit about behind the scenes or the other stuff that they wouldn't necessarily know if they're just hearing you sing and that's it. So I have some guest friends who are going to participate with me, and that's going to be fun. And then I also have a show that I'm going to do, a virtual show of a Phyllis Hyman tribute.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I usually do one or two of those a year, and they've always been great. So, yeah I'm definitely going to do one of those either late April or the beginning of May.
Okay.
And it, again, as I said, it'll be a virtual performance, and I'm looking forward to sharing that. And I was going to ask fans and friends to actually tell me what songs they would like me to sing, because I have quite a few, a plethora of songs, and I really want to see if we can connect the dots. But I don't always want to do songs that are just her most popular, like Meet Me on the Moon. We want to do some other stuff. You know what I mean? So I want to do that. And so I'm also going to be performing on February the 28th, I think it is, for the Tri-State Black History event that they're having, because they're honoring me. Along with Melba Moore, who is the guest of honor, and some other artists out of the tri-state area. So, yeah, I'm really excited about that. It was really nice to hear. Great surprise.
Wow. Oh, wow. Congratulations, Mary.
Thank
you. Got
you
going
Thank
on
you so much.
Oh, wow. So with all the goodies that's going on, you will actually post all this information of your events on your website and all your social media?
Absolutely. Yep.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Definitely. I can't wait. I want everybody to see the videos, though. I hope they will look it up through YouTube. But I need y'all to buy the song and tell somebody else to buy the song so we can get the numbers up here in the States. I need you guys to support me, if you will. Please do. If you love the music, I only want you to do it if you will consider doing it, if you indeed love the music. If you don't, I don't want you to do anything you're not endorsing, because you really do indeed like it. That's just how I roll.
Right. I'm going to add some more callers that want to say a shout out or say something. Area code 267-249-3069. Please go ahead. Say your name.
Hi, Mary.
Hi,
Mary. I know you know who this is. Now, I know her as being Phyllis Hyman, but it was because she did the peekaboo that is what made me fall in love with her and the passion that she gives what she's saying. I found her on a video, and I was just happened to be scrolling, and I wasn't having a good day. And she was singing, "You Are So Beautiful." And then when she picked her hat back, she said, "To me." And I felt that she was singing directly to me. She was like, it doesn't matter what nobody else thinks about you. You're beautiful to me. And she's been my heart ever since. And we had a show that we did for breast cancer. And I asked her if she would come through and just sing that song for the cancer awareness people and the people who survived cancer and some who were still fighting. And she came and sang that song for me. So Mary knows this is Shauna.
Oh, Shauna, hi, my love. Yes, indeed.
Wow.
Thank you. You're such a doll, such a beam of light. I appreciate you.
And I totally believe that, yes, we do need to raise her up in the States. Now, I couldn't raise her up in the States, but I do work at a radio station in the UK, and I make sure I keep her song on repeat and tell everybody to make sure that we flow her vibes back to the U.S. because we know that in the U.S. you have to have certain rights to play songs on a certain radio dial. But as long as we got the opportunity to play your song, I promise you, I'm going to play it until playing can't be played no more, because Mary, you definitely got what it takes, and you do feel the passion, and you give sisters like me hope to believe in love again and know that love do exist because we feel it from you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Shauna. That is so beautiful. I appreciate you. I love you so much. Thank you.
I appreciate you too, boo. And you keep wearing them hats and doing your peekaboos.
I will.
Thank you for calling
Thank you.
That was all so nice. Oh, area code 707-428-1139. State your name.
Hi, Mary. This is Lewis from Northern California.
Hi, Lewis.
How are you? Your newly found cousin.
Yes, indeed, my new cousin. That's right. I'm doing well, thank you. Thank you for calling in. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm still enjoying your latest record, Promise, and I enjoyed the first one, and this one is even, it's very good, and I really enjoy both. I'm waiting for the next EP, though. You need to get
working on it, I promise you.
more songs. Yeah, and I want to congratulate you on your latest release.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you, Lewis. Thank you. You like the video?
I sure did. it was a little personal as well.
That's right. It had Lynette in it. Absolutely.
Yes,
that was awesome.
Sure did.
And her husband. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you did. And thank you so much for calling. Love you.
Love you. You take care.
All right.
Thank you for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. As we move along here, what is the ultimate desire, Mary Cross? What you wish your fans to get out of this new single, Promise?
I really want them, and it's really the legacy of my whole brand and my life. I really want to inspire people. I want them to know that they are loved, that they are appreciated, that they're seen, that they're heard, that when we give something, I'm giving you everything I have. When I perform, it's not an act. I remember hearing someone say this when I was younger. They said, when you're singing, you're actually convincing someone of a story. And the story is that those lyrics that you're conveying to them, they're going to believe it or they're not. And I just want them to know that everything that I sing, that's why I do it with such intention. I want them to know that I do feel it and I mean it. And I want them to experience whatever that thing is, because it's almost like for me personally taking flight from the first note until I do the last one. I really feel like it's an out-of-body experience, because I think about when you are driving in your car and you're deciding to go to whatever place you're going to for dinner or drinks or concert or what have you, you're passing a lot of other places to get to that location that becomes your destination. So they didn't have to come and see me. They could have gone anywhere. A lot of times there's been shows in Atlantic City on the same night that I'm performing, but my fan base would prefer to come and see me, or decided to come and see me instead. And that is an honor, because people didn't have to do that. So when you have their ear and you have an opportunity to really make a difference in the lives of people, it just, it means so much to me that they give me so much that I want to give them even more. And that's why it's so important to me. I'll never change. I don't want to be anything other than Mary. And I want people to know that I want to love on them. I wish we could still do shows like we used to when we could have such camaraderie and I could get down there and give hugs and stuff. But we can't at this time. But I do want them to know that regardless of whatever I'm doing or wherever I am, I always have them in the forefront of my mind. Because when you think about a song like Promise and what I said earlier about the love that you have, and when you think about commitment and relationships, people are going through. This is not something to be taken lightly. We all need to take into consideration that I see you. I want you to know that it is tough. Nothing's going to make it easier. Those who have experienced loss and are going to experience loss and are currently experiencing loss, those things have happened, and that's the reality. But we also can do things that can make people feel good. Music has a way of giving people a memory. You know, you automatically conjure up a thought when you hear Reasons by Earth, Wind, and Fire or Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Like, things like that always connect you to something. And my hope is that when I give you what I have to offer, which is my heart, that you receive it in such a way that you say, okay, I can sit here and listen to her. I remember something that Donald, my producer, said. He said when he listens to the song, he can get in his car, turn it on, and then he can listen to it again. It doesn't like make him like, I don't want to hear that again right now. And I'm not saying that's for everybody. Some people, you know, it has to be your type of music if you like it. And it's not because, you know, I wrote the song and he produced it. I've heard that before from others. They really enjoy the song. It has something different to it. And one of the things I said to him when we were doing the song is that I wanted it to have a mystical kind of dreamy feel to it when it starts, so that it actually gives a relaxing kind of calming, soothing kind of thing. I didn't want it to be something that's in your face. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wanted it to be something where they felt like we were giving you something and trying to get your attention in a way that was loving and nurturing rather than nudging at you and trying to do something to just, hey, come over here and listen to this. I don't want that.
Right.
So that was important to me, and that's pretty much what the promise is, that we all experience the promise. It doesn't matter if you've been married a day or like, you know, like 55 years, like some of the couples. But it just matters that in that relationship or that commitment that you have, you understand we each need each other. You can't live without people. No one can, not really, not well. You know, social skills are needed even for kids being in school together. So it's just important that we are trying to honor that and do something positive and make people happy.
Right. Well, thank you for that information. Wow. So I will want to discuss with you the other track. That will be the last track I'll be playing on this showcase, and that track is You Can Change It, right?
Yes.
Now.
Oh my gosh.
What's the
that
story
song,
behind that track?
Oh my God. Okay, so because of the pandemic in the middle of last year, I said to Donald, well, we might have wanted to put this song out as a dance song. That was the thought early in the year before the pandemic hit. But I said, I would prefer that we give this song to people as just a public service announcement so that they can actually be encouraged. And I said, I want to do it so that we inspire voters to go out and vote during the presidential election. So we changed the lyrics and we put it out, and that was pretty much how it was. And it took on a life of its own. And the great thing about it was I was at a performance, a telethon that I had to perform at the Hilton in Pennsylvania. And this guy came up to me, and I didn't even know who he was. And he said, Mary Cross? And I said, yes. He said, oh my God. He said, do you know that your song, I don't know the name of it, but it's a song about an anthem. He said, we gave it to the Biden-Harris, and they loved it. And I was my God, even though I made it that far. Holy cow. But he remembered me. And I thought that was so amazing. So people can see that on my YouTube station as well. It has a video collage that my brother did on it to be encouraging with John Lewis starting it off. So it's really good.
Okay, so as we move along, and thank you for that amazing information, you are more than welcome to give a shout out to all the persons that have helped and supported you on your new single, your written song, Promise. Go right ahead. Name some
thank
of
you
the
so much. Yeah, definitely. My Grammy nominated producer, Donald Robinson, out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, who has written for Grover Washington, Phyllis Hyman, Rochelle Farrell. And then, of course, all of the musicians who played on the Promise track, and those include Carl Cox on sax, Randy Boland on guitar, Marcus Myers drums, Cedric Napoleon on bass,
Donald Robinson on keys, Kathy Thomas and Alberta Douglas, both were on strings. And to all of my friends, I don't really like to call people fans, but all the people who have been supporting me, encouraging me on this musical journey that's been short, but I'm so grateful for them in the U.S. as well as in the U.K., the DJs, all of the people who are residents there. They love on me, and we're friends. We talk via Facebook and Messenger. I mean, I'm just so grateful. And, of course, Jesse James Jackson from 50 Plus One Music and Film for his outstanding job on the video. And to Ghost, the future producer I'm working with. And, you know, just everybody. It's so many people. It's too many to mention, but a lot of people are the wind beneath my wings, and I'm grateful to all of them. I don't want them to think I'm taking anybody for granted. For every opportunity people have given me, like Kelsey and Kim's, when I performed there for the first time, that was the first gig my band and I did. All of my band members and the background singers, I love you guys, and I'm so grateful to you for taking the journey with me and believing in me. And I'm just stoked. And I thank you, Brenda, or Lady Diva, forgive me, for actually giving me a platform and an opportunity to come on your show and to share my heart and to actually have fans or people call in to share their heart as things they felt about the music that I'm producing or projecting.
Oh, well, my pleasure. I love your music. I love your style.
Thank you.
Your encouraging heart. You keep doing what you're doing, and hopefully you'll return back on my platform with any future music projects. And let's give everyone an applause for tuning in.
Thank you, guys.
I have more callers that are calling in. I will take your shout out as of starting right now. You have 1 minute to speak. I will take you one at a time. Area code 267-249-3069. State your name and speak.
Hi.
Okay. Hello? Okay. Area code 301-957-6928. Speak.
This is FC4. How you doing, Mary? How you doing, Brenda?
Hey.
Hi.
How you doing?
Doing wonderful.
Aww.
Just want to get my people there real quick and let the lovely Mary Cross, she's definitely the voice of an angel. I'll say just that.
Aww.
Nothing else needs to be
said. Thank you.
Right.
I love
you,
Al. Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Aww.
Area code.
I love Al.
609. Area code 609-306-7209. Speak.
This is Paul Lucas, Mary. Uncle
Hi,
Paul. My skills got
Hi.
Me through. Hey,
oh,
I finally got through. Your music is awesome. See, I know a lot. So here's what I will say. Your smile is even more infesting than your music. And your smile and your energy, you know who they got that from. You got that from your mother. Your desire to give is coming through you from your mother.
Oh, gosh.
Thank you,
Uncle Paul.
Your music is great. Your singing is great. And as I said to you when you sent me the anthem, I said to you, I could see you on stage with Lightning Harris. The music made it, you did. But God bless and keep doing what you do. You're great. Your producer's awesome.
You.
Your band is on. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Thank you. Thank
you.
I you love
said,
you.
Yeah, and as you said, out of clouds come rays. You got it.
Yeah.
Here comes you.
Oh,
peace and blessings.
Awesome. Thank you. Love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling
that
in.
That was sweet.
Thank
what
you.
A nice surprise.
All right. Next caller, area code 609-320-7042. Speak.
Hi, Mary. I love you.
I love you, too.
And I'm
Hi.
So proud of you. Your song is, I love your song. I play it every night.
Oh,
I just enjoy
thank
it
you.
So much there. And the class of 81 is very proud of you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for that. That's my high school class of Camden High School. Yes, thank you.
All right. All right. All right, next caller, area code 215-205-7717. See?
This is the Queen of Philadelphia. I'm here to give Mary Cross some love. I just want you to know that I love you, and I am so proud of you, and you are just fabulous. And I'm looking forward. This is your year, girl. This is our year. Oh, my God. You're going to make me cry. Oh, my God. I didn't expect her to call in. Oh, my God.
That's right. The queen is giving you her blessing. You go off. Go forth, honey.
I love it. Thank you, Queen of Philadelphia. That's Tangeray Hayward. Hey.
Thank you for calling in. All right.
Love you.
Next caller. Area code 267-600-8145. Speak.
Oh, Mary, this is Tracy D. Jones. How are you, sweetheart?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm fabulous. So now you got the other queen of Philadelphia. No, I'm just kidding. But I love Mary. But I had to support you, Mary. Your voice, your spirit, your style, you're going to go places. So far, you're just as beautiful inside and outside. And, I had to leave work a little bit early so I could come on here, and you know, you have my support. You know, I'm behind you.
Thank you. 100%
thing that I can do that help you and help promote you, and just, you know, be there for you like you are for us. You're truly a blessing. You're anointing.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure to know you, and you're so supportive of all these other artists, and at least I could do. I can't always be there, but as much as I can, I kept it in mind to support you.
Oh, thank you, Tracy, and thank you for giving my first opportunity on radio. I love you. Thank you so much.
All right. Calling in.
Bye, Tracy.
All right. So. The next caller, is that 267-600-8145? Did I just do that?
Yeah, that was me. Yeah.
Okay, then we're at the end of our show. All right. So what are your words of encouragement you would like to give, Mary Cross, while we're dealing with dark times today? Any words of encouragement?
Yeah. I would say that through it all, the best thing to do is know that this too shall pass, whatever it is you're going through. There have been times when I've been sad or I've had different situations happen and you wonder about your life and how things are going and what you don't like or enjoy about it and you wish it was not this way. But you know what? You got to keep going regardless of what it looks like. You have to persevere. You have to press on. You can't give up. So if it's something that is a dream or a goal of yours or something that you desire to do or you yearn for, it is important that you do not lose sight of that when the dark clouds are there or when you do have hesitations or you think that you may not be able to accomplish something. You got to know that this too shall pass and a brighter day is coming. Everything's not going to be like this all the time or forever. And it's important that if you have a goal or a dream, you got to work towards that. And I can tell you that in the 3 years that I had a band, since I started the band, and then to be doing what I'm doing now, wasn't my intention or the path that I was planning to go down. I just knew that I loved to sing. So just by opening that up and deciding to go out, start a band, and start doing shows on my own, it opened up other opportunities. If it hadn't been for those shows that I had locally, people asking me to give music that could be recorded, I would have never went to Donald. I would have never produced a song. And then we are in this place that we're in now with Lady Diva. So I think that it's important that we not lose sight of you have to take the baby steps. And remember, there's the story of the tortoise and the hare. And the tortoise is like the turtle. So the tortoise moves slowly, but the hare moves quickly, and the hare decided to take a nap right before the finish line, and the tortoise ended up winning because the hare was asleep. So you got to keep going. You cannot lose sight of what it is you want to do. If you love to sing, pursue that. If you love to fix cars, pursue that. If it's something else you want to do, everybody's not cut out for college. Everybody's not cut out for doing things a certain way because somebody else wants you to do them. You have to follow the beat of your own drum. And that is important for you to remember because your life is your life. Nobody's going to stand before God with you. Nobody's going to be able to tell you or endorse whatever your plan is with your life. You need to follow that. And it's important that you do that. But do it because you have a heart for it and say, I enjoy this and this is what I want to do, not because someone else decided this is the path you should take. So I just will tell you that of all things, don't give up, period.
Well, thank you for those words of encouragement. Mary Cross, everyone. Mary Cross. Go follow her on her website. Follow her on all the YouTube outlets online and purchase her new single she wrote, Promise. Follow her on all the social media platforms. And thank you, Mary. Hope you the best. Stay blessed and keep doing what you're doing on your music, your written music.
Thank you.
And hope to see you in your other future music projects. I love you, Mary Cross. Stay
blessed. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you.
Thank you all. Everyone that called in and gave Mary a shout out.
Yeah, thank you, everybody.
I am playing the last track for this evening. This is You Can Change It right now. Thank you all.
That's
this is
right.
Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out for Let's Jazz It Up. Good night, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you.